if it takes. Well.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
Just by the zip code. Wow. 89139.
Okay, that was 819. Please say
No, 891. 89139.
Okay, thank you. 89139. Yeah, that's just one piece of information we asked for first. Let's see. Okay, just one moment, please.
I have an order number that would be good reference.
Okay, if you could just go ahead and provide your first and last name.
Sue Simonowski.
Okay. Thank you. So you're calling
but
in regarding...
I don't know... Go ahead.
You're calling in regarding an order that was placed?
Yes.
Okay. All right, it'll be just a moment. I have some information that's coming up.
Okay. Because I know your number was on an email that I requested, and it was through one of these emails from Lowe's, and I have an order number, but I don't know if they have my full name because it was under my email name.
Okay. All right, and for security purposes, if you would please verify your address for me.
5246 Caprock Canyon Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89139.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And I've gotten an account located that shows your first and last name as well as your address, and you're calling us about the pulse oximeter.
Yes.
And how can I help you?
You have the order number there then, the 258-896083?
25089-6083. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just wanted to verify that if it's the correct order, but yeah. I did order the oximeter or whatever it's called, and I was only supposed to pay shipping and handling of $7.95, which I agreed to. And today we got a charge on the credit card that I used for that of a temporary authorization of like 54 something. And I didn't expect that. And I thought something's wrong.
Well, it's sorry if that was is not expected. It does show the oximeter, and that does measure your, of course, your oxygen and your
pulse.
Oh,
I know what
there.
It's for, yeah.
But it's a gadget offer. And
was and
the gadget?
It was a gadget offer, and it was free if I did the survey, which I did, and then I got to choose from these different items. And it was only under that item, I was only going to pay the shipping and handling of $7.95.
Right. If you did not.
But the oximeter itself should have been nothing.
Well, you don't pay anything in addition as long as you call here before the trial expires. This one came with a trial offer.
What was that?
Yeah,
that was hidden.
Well, there were terms and conditions that were provided there where you enter your card info. This
yeah, and that was
offer.
To do with the survey?
I'm sorry, what was that?
It was to do with just taking the survey. That's the way it was advertised. If I took the survey, I was eligible for like a $100 gift card or something. And then when I completed the survey, it said you can choose from several of items. And I chose the oximeter for just the shipping and handling.
Right, I do understand. It's a $125 discount card as you get for a shopping membership. And the
shopping membership.
Right, it's a discount shopping membership. It's what the trial
for
is
where?
For.
For where? Lowe's or where?
If that's the survey that you completed, we're third-party call centers, so we don't send those surveys. But
okay,
on the website, yes, ma'am, if you'll allow me just a moment, I'll do my best to assist.
Okay.
It shows that the website that you checked on is called True Great Deals Online. So that
I don't even remember that.
That's who provided the gadget. So
okay,
with the,
and I do remember the gadget, yes.
Okay, so with that item that you chose, that's one of many items that's available there through the shopping membership.
Okay.
So that charge that you were billed means that your trial had expired. The $54.97 is the cost of the exometer, and it's actually for the cost of the membership. With the discount card, you can use that to purchase additional items there, or for, that's available for you to choose. Now, we don't send the we don't send that information either regarding the discount card, but that's available for you to choose additional items in a monthly membership. Is what this
okay? So that was
about
an additional item, right? And I only had to pay the shipping and handling for it. So what am I actually paying for the $54?
The $54.97 is the cost of the membership, and it almost also means, excuse me, that you've paid for the additional item. That's what it's actually, that's what all of the items actually cost.
Okay,
but
yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
But what is the discount card amount?
I believe it's $125.
$125. And
yeah, I believe it's $125.
And you said that is the amount of the discount card, not part of the $54.97.
Well, that's the cost of the membership. With the voucher, we have another call center that mostly handles the part with the discount card or the voucher, however you want to explain that part. But
mm-hmm.
with that, you use that to choose the items or purchase the items that are available there through the website.
Right, and which
or the
oximeter
store.
Is. Okay.
Yeah, the oximeter is one of the items.
Okay, and what was the deadline for this?
The trial, let's see, it was only probably about 4 days.
If it is, I'm within it, but again, I don't remember seeing that.
Let's see, you paid the shipping and handling of $7.95 on the 3rd, and yeah, you were billed for the membership. I think you're supposed to receive a, hold on just a moment. But anyway, the trial expired on the 6th. So
on
let
the
me
6th?
Take a look. Yeah, the 6th of February, and you were billed on the 7th. So let's see if this one involved an sweepstake entry or a contest entry. Not all of them do. All right. They have codes here. Some of them involve, and I believe this one still does, you're supposed to receive a contest or an entry for a sweepstake drawing, and then you're charged for the discount shopping store, and you receive the voucher or the discount card.
See, I don't remember reading anything of that. That's weird. That's why I'm calling. But when I got charged the $54.97, I said, what in the world is that? And but you're the customer service to do what for me?
Well,
because I want to deny that $54.97. I'll have to call my credit card company because they even sent me a verification that I did order that, and it was going to be $7.95 on my card, which I verified, and I said, yes, I did. Now I'm getting another temporary charge, and that's what I'm questioning because I don't know what that's for.
Yep, that is what it's for. If you go to the website for it, there's information under auto ship policy,
what is,
trial policy. That you
yeah,
can
what is
go
that
and
website?
Read. Okay, let me just.
Because I've got it through somebody else's And yes, it was a third party email. Mm-hmm. And it's a person's name, but it was advertised as Lowe's. Mm-hmm. So
that might be the case. We don't have anything to do with the surveys, but the company that provided you with the gadget is called topconsumerdeals.com, which is the
website.
Okay,
that's where I got your number from. They told me to call you.
Right. We're a third-party call center. We provide customer service over the phone, and we are able to see the orders, of course, after they're placed. But if you want to read the terms and conditions, they're at the bottom of that webpage right before the privacy policy. And there's information there regarding auto ship policy and trial policy. And
I will
at your
have
leisure,
to read
you
every word
in.
Of that.
At your leisure, you can go in and read that.
And did you say there was also a different number to reach them?
No, ma'am. As far as I know, we're the only call center. I said we have we have another call center, but no, we don't have another phone number that I know of.
Okay. So the website is what? Top?
Top
something
deals.
Consumer? Top customer deals, right?
Topconsumerdeals.com.
Okay. All right. Consumer deals. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And that's all you can tell me for now then, right?
Well, that's it. We just answer the phones, but these do start with an individual completing a survey, but we don't have that information here. We just see the order that's placed.
Okay. Well, at least you verified that for me. And read that website. What else can you do?
We can provide you with a 35% refund on the charge, but that's how much the company charges for the membership. But 35% is what I can credit back.
Well, that's wonderful. But if they, if I'm forced to keep it, I want that 35%. But is there a way I can cancel the trial membership?
Oh, certainly we can. Well, the trial part's already expired. That's why you got the billing. But yeah, I can go ahead and close it out if you want to accept that 35% refund.
Is that off of the $54.97?
Certainly.
Okay, do it.
All right, so $54.97. 35% of that is... it'll be $19.24.
Okay.
And... all right. If you
and I'm only doing that in case they don't allow me to cancel it.
Cancel the account now. Canceling the account.
The membership.
Yes, ma'am. I'm canceling the membership.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole thing was optional. You're just supposed to call. We're a 24/7 call center, but you're just supposed to call us. If you're not wanting to continue, or
if I would have gotten a full refund, I would have canceled everything, but I did. I was honest about ordering the oximeter, and I wanted it, so, and I explained that in an email, but then when I got charged this other amount, I thought it's some kind of scam.
Okay, well, hold on for just a moment. All right, so it is showing that you called in with billing inquiry, advised to call customer service. Okay.
This is my first call since I did that.
CEI, customer emailed in with billing inquiry, advised to call customer service. But the time it shows you just did that, well, they just noted that this afternoon if you didn't do it this afternoon. Shows it was at 4:10.
Okay.
But I didn't read that note. But you can expect to see that refund of the $19.24 reflected back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And the refund confirmation is the letter R
258-932-934. Okay. And what was your name again?
It's Rachel.
Rachel. Okay. I had that at first, but then I didn't write it down. I write everything down. So.
Okay.
I will see where this takes me then. And I want to thank you for your time.
All right. You're welcome, ma'am. You don't have to worry about being billed anything further. This is all canceled and the confirmation
closed.
For the, right, the confirmation
okay,
for the.
Can you tell if they shipped it already?
No, you don't have a second shipment. There's not a second
shipment.
What do you
mean a second shipment?
You haven't received the initial exometer?
No, uh-uh, no.
Okay. Hold on just a moment.
But I thought that they said that they would be shipping it like February 14th or something like that.
No, it shows the tracking number that ends, a USPS tracking number that ends in 1485. So let me just find out what the post office or the Postal Service reports. Okay, now the Postal Service is saying it's out for delivery, expected delivery by 5:45 p.m.
Today?
And if you'd like, I can provide you with the tracking number. They don't have that delivered yet. They just have out for delivery.
Okay, what is that a very, very long tracking number?
Yeah, it is a long tracking number.
Yeah, they usually are. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and what is that?
Okay, that's 94.
Uh-huh.
00.
Okay.
11. 12.
Mm-hmm.
02.
Mm-hmm.
50.
Okay.
88-49-73-14-85.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine why they use such long numbers? And that's a UPS tracking number, right?
USPS. And that's where you can track it at USPS.com.
Right. Okay. United States Postal Service.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you said at 5:45 p.m.?
They have statuses out for delivery, expected delivery by 5:45 p.m., but they don't have that.
Oh, is that what that means? It's
delivered.
Just by that time. So it's not like they're going to deliver late at night or something.
Right, that's what they have on their website.
Oh, okay, but it doesn't have the date there?
Yeah, it has expected delivery by Wednesday, February 9th by 5:45 p.m. I guess that's why they use that time frame there.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's helpful, and because that is today's date.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that is wonderful. I'm glad you have that information. And, again, I'll thank you for your time.
Okay, you're welcome, ma'am. And I think I was about to tell you that the cancellation number is the same as that refund confirmation. It just begins with the letter C.
Okay, so R is for something
refund.
And C is for refund, and then that's C for cancellation, right?
Right, right.
Okay, got it. Okay, I thank you very much.
Okay, you are welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.